Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Ravine, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the InkTots podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of InkTots podcast. So, recently, the weather in the UK has been quite good, I'll say, because it's almost summer, and so the sun is always there the sun will only set when it's around almost 10, yeah. So it's actually still quite bright outside, and it's now actually 9:10 p.m. yeah. So okay, anyway, let's go straight into our topic today, which is about figuring out the best self. So I'm not sure about you guys, but it has been something that has been making me quite concerned for quite some time, and it's bothering me for quite some time as well. I'm not quite sure what kind of the best self that I wanted to be, but I don't know. Probably it's because as our age increases, we often feel very anxious that we have not been doing enough or achieving enough in our life. Yeah, so it's often that we find it hard to balance between accepting our flaws and also to accept the fact that actually we are still quite young comparatively. Yeah, we're still in our 20s, but still, you feel like you're not achieving much because you're now an adult, but still after a few years you haven't really done much or achieved much. Yeah, that often makes us feel like, yeah, what do we actually want, and will I actually be able to reach the so-called best self that I wanted to be? Yeah. And so, but at the same time, actually, why will we actually have all this kind of feelings is that undeniably we always compare ourselves with someone else, probably our peers or people around us. Yeah. It is hard to say that it's easier to say than do when it comes to asking you not to compare yourself with others, because we live in a community and comparison is something that comes so easily. Yeah, you probably need to be very conscious in terms of like controlling your thoughts and be aware of your thoughts and try to change it and train yourself in not thinking that way that always compare you with someone else. But by default, it's very easy for us to just go into that and compare ourselves with someone else. Yeah. We can say that it's one of the main reasons that actually makes us feel anxious, but at the same time, if we are able to manage it well, actually it can turn into something that drives us to do more or achieve more, right? Yeah, because when you're able to control your those comparisons that you make, and of course those thoughts that come to your mind after you make those comparisons, if let's say it's something that is more motivated, then you feel that you have more motivation in driving you and doing more or achieving more. Yeah, but if we are not able to do that, it might actually become a drawback that affects us a lot. Yeah, it might even affect our self-esteem and everything, that at the end of the day, it affects your life so much that it doesn't worth comparing yourself with someone else. And it's quite normal that people can easily go into that state instead of like being able to control all those thoughts very easily, because our mind just have its own process and the way that it processes information that comes into it. So it's not that easy to be conscious and control all your thoughts. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's totally impossible, but it's quite challenging in doing so. Yeah, because there's always those negative or automatic thoughts that you don't even need to consciously think about it. It will come by itself. Yeah. So recently, people have been talking a lot about being disciplined, being productive, and sometimes it might actually get us into an unhealthy relationship with like productivity and also being disciplined, because we tend to have those kind of ideas like, yeah, I have to do, let's say today you're watching a YouTube video and people wake up at 5 a.m. every morning, then you say, yeah, I have to do that, yeah, or else I'm not being disciplined. But actually, there's a lot of other stuff, other confounding factors that we should take into consideration, like individual differences, like will your body actually work that well at 5 a.m. or probably they wake up, they prefer waking up and do some workout, and maybe for you it's waking up and reading that suits you better, something like this. Yeah, so there's actually a lot of individual differences that we need to take into consideration as well when we are trying to, you know, try to learn from someone else. I'm not saying that it's not good to learn from someone else. Of course, when you don't really know what to do, learning from someone else is the easiest way and most straightforward way, and through that it will help you to figure out, is it something that you want to do. So if we are able to, you know, learn from someone else, at the same time also reflect on those individual differences that will actually present, then yeah, it's somehow easier for us to engage into a more sustainable way of doing that. Yeah, and also it's not easy for us to say like today, yeah, don't compare with someone else, it's almost impossible, like you just automatically would do, and if you don't do, people around you would do so as well. So yeah, it's quite hard to say you don't want that to happen. So it somehow makes us wonder like how to figure out the best self though. Like if we are not following what others doing, then what should we do, right? Yeah. And people nowadays love talking about being better, becoming a better person, but how is the problem, like how? So most of the time we don't really have a very good idea or clear idea about what our best self might look like. It's hard for us to define as well. Yeah, when we face challenges in defining it, it also makes it hard for us to have a direction in, yeah, which way should we work towards and stuff like this, right? Yeah, so yeah, to be honest, for myself, I'm still trying to figure out that myself too, but there's a few ways or methods that I'll share now, which I think it's quite helpful for me, and also from what I've been seeing from others and learning from others. Yeah, so the first thing is to actually explore and understand what you want to do, and this is often the hardest because yeah, there's lots of stuff in this world, and how would you be able to just pinpoint that thing or that few things that actually you wanted to do, or you feel most interested in doing. Yeah, so instead of that, we can use another method, which is to identify those things that we don't like to do. Yeah, after we try to explore it, we can kind of eliminate those that we don't really enjoy doing, or after experiencing it, we have a sense like, yeah, that's not what I want to do for the rest of my life, something like this. Yeah, so as long as you try doing it, try it out, then you'll be able to either identify what you like or identify what you don't like. Either way is a progress, because by eliminating those things that you don't really enjoy, it helps you to get a clearer idea of what you don't want, and it helps you to eliminate some of those choices that you have, which will eventually help you in understanding what you actually want better. Yeah, and another thing is that just don't just sit there and think or imagine, go try them out. Yeah, your experience will tell you whether or not that it's something you like, or it's something you don't really enjoy, or is it something that yeah, you find it quite motivated to work for the rest of your life, things like this. Yeah, and most of the time our brain has been hardwired in terms of like protecting us from things that we are not familiar with. Yeah, it's possibly because of evolutionary reasons. So before we try things out, when you're thinking about it, yeah, especially when it's something that you're not familiar with, your brain will automatically give you some sense of or information that, yeah, you might feel or it magnify your fear towards certain stuff that is related to that thing that you're going to do, yeah, because it kind of want to protect you from, you know, yeah, for whatever reason, yeah, just basically to protect you so that you live well, yeah. So I'll say, in normal situation, just don't think too much and go do it instead of ruminating over it, because yeah, it's a normal situation that everyone will go through, that your brain will just tell you something negative and stop you from doing it. Yeah, so the next thing, yeah, after trying out, yeah, basically, yeah, because there's just so many stuff in this world, so try and error is the way of trying to figure out what we want in life. Yeah, so after we kind of figure a direction or something, yeah, just make plans and try to fit our goals. And if it happens that it doesn't fit, it doesn't work, just go back and redesign it. Yeah, achieving a dream life or becoming a best self, it's not that straightforward or that easy. We have to go through a few steps and also challenge ourselves throughout the process as well, and slowly get to where we are dreaming of achieving. Yeah, so try and error, it's one of the way, and don't be discouraged if you notice that you feel in between and you have to go back and do it again, because most of us do it. Of course, I won't deny that in this world there are some luckier people that they really know what they want to do, and so they have a more straightforward and clearer idea of what they need to complete or need to achieve in order to becoming the kind of person that they want to be. But if, let's say, you feel in between, yeah, it's fine, let's just go back together and do it again, because yeah, it's not just you, there's a lot of people in this world trying to becoming the better version of themselves, but still they struggle. Yeah, because there's just so many stuff happening in this world. So yeah, and next I'll say there are some people prefer to have a role model. I personally don't really have one, so it's quite difficult for me to follow this, but the idea here is basically to manifest what kind of person you want to be. Yeah, so it's kind of utilizing the law of attraction here, but law of attraction doesn't mean asking you to sit there and do nothing and daydreaming. Yeah, you can achieve your you can achieve your dreams or goal, but in a way that you use that as a motivation for you, so that you work towards that direction, and then while maintaining a positive affirmation and belief that with hard work, determination, perseverance, that you'll be able to achieve that. Yeah, achieve what you want or become the kind of person that you want to be. Yeah, so it's not about just sitting there daydreaming and do nothing. You have to do something. That acts as a motivation, and also in a way you always believe that you'll be able to do that. Which is, recently I quite like this idea of law of attraction. Yeah, I've been watching some videos of people sharing their experiences, which I think is quite interesting as well. And in a way, it actually helps us to build up our self-esteem slowly as well, because yeah, whenever we are trying to work on something and we believe that we will be able to do it, although in between we might fail a few times, but eventually we'll be able to do it because we believe that we can do it, and so we don't give up. Yeah, because of this, so at the end of the day, you still will be able to achieve something that will make you feel happy and also increase your sense of satisfaction towards your performance and everything like this. Yeah, so I think it's actually quite a healthy way in motivating someone. But of course, be clear that it's not just you sitting there doing nothing. Yeah. So I guess that's all that I wanted to share today, basically about how to figure out ways to slowly work towards becoming the best version of ourselves. Yeah. I've been feeling quite lost for quite some time because I don't really know, yeah, what kind of person I actually truly want to be. And so I try to find out some ways, and yeah, slowly, I mean, it might not come to you immediately, like, yeah, after you do all this, it will come immediately to you. Yeah, it doesn't really work like this. So it takes some time for you to slowly think about it and reflect on it and slowly come out with the way or with the idea of what you want to be or what kind of person you want to be. And through that, you slowly work on it and slowly achieve that. Yeah, so thank you everyone for listening, and I hope you guys will be able to work on it and becoming the type of person that you're looking for. I mean, yeah, you wanted to be, and yeah, live the life that you want. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you are not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inkthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.